It's 11:15 on this Friday as we have a look at this afternoon's program of racing in Victoria at Benalla. Mark Hunter's with us. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. I'm good, thank you.
Fine on a good three-track conditions. What are your thoughts on today's program?
Yeah, it's just been upgraded to a good three just now. Look, they raced there 2 weeks ago and it was very hard to pass a horse. You had to be near the front or near the fence. And not a great rail change, Nadia, so I'm looking for horses near the speed or on the fence, and I think the meeting looks okay.
Okay, well, the first race is for three-year-olds over 1,206, and here we've got number two, Chap's Dream, at six. Kuntara, seven. 390, the debutante, Mystery Love. Down to Natta, who's at seven, and then we're looking at Vescio, who's at 230 favourite.
Yeah, it's a tricky little start to the day. I'm going to go with number two, Chap's Dream. It's only had the one run at Stony Creek and just got in all the wrong spots there. It was three wide when you couldn't be three wide. It did a pretty good job to finish sixth. You've got John McNeil taking over. I'm hoping it can take a spot up near the front to beat number four, Mystery Love. First starter for Mick Price. It's jumped out quite well at Caulfield. Hasn't got blistering speed, so it's got that wide gate to overcome. Number three, Kuntara, is probably nearly the leader from gate two. And down to number 10, Vescio. Rock bottom odds. It was a flattering run last time in an average race. 2, 4, 3, and 10.
2, 4, 3, 10. Race two, maiden over 1,106. And here we've got number three, Sun Shadow, at 4.40. Surgical at 5. 3.90 for Jet Jackson. So Magnifique at 4.60. Wardy Boy at $6.50.
Yeah, it's an awful race. Look, the trialers have been just okay. They're the ones I'm tipping, but I wouldn't hang my hat on any of them. I'll tip number three, Sun Shadow. As I say, it's trialled okay without raving. It's got gate one, it's got speed, it's found a really, really weak maiden, and it gets its chance to give a sight to beat number six, Jet Jackson, another one who's trialled okay. It's got speed, it draws wide, it'll look to push forward, it'll need luck. Seven, So Magnifique, or So Magnifique, who has shown limited ability, but at least has got race fitness. And then number eight, Wardy Boy. It's the one I was hoping had trialled better. Its form last campaign wasn't hopeless. It's well drawn. A recent jump out was fair without raving. It doesn't look to be very strong. There's not much depth here at all. No confidence. 3, 6, 7, and 8.
So we go 3 from 6, 7, and 8. Now to race 3, a maiden 1406, and you can take out runners 5 and 6 along with 17 and 18. We've got number 2, Secret Way, 3.40, down to 3.80 for Lisa's Rainbow. Kajani's at $6.
Yeah, I think Secret Way will win. I think it would have walked in two starts ago at Wodonga, but for missing the kick and then running into trouble in mid-race. It jumped much better last time at Bendigo, fought on like a cage line and just got run down by the sidekick, which is the best form for this race. You've got Jamie Mott here from a good gate and really encouraging that it began well last time. Clean getaway here, take up the lead, albeit worst leaders back, and I think it wins the race. For second, I've gone number 7, Rock Pearl. Trialled over 800 metres. Trialled okay. Certainly looks like the 1,400 metres will suit. 11, I love this girl. Missed the start last time, didn't have much luck. Well drawn here. And 12, Lisa's Rainbow, who trialled well going into that Benalla race. That was the one run in really heavy rain. It ran okay. It jumps quickly to 1,400 metres. Just a concern about the wide barrier. I think if 2 gets away here, it can win. 2, 7, 11 and 12.
So we go 2 from 7, 11 and 12. Then we go over to the next race, 4. This is a class 1 over 1,206. And in this race, the 7 comes out. That gives us 6 starters. Number 1, Fast Star at 4.40. Benito is at 2.90. Madame Superior, 2.70. Waltonia at 5 and 8.50 for Miss Warney.
Yeah, I like Benito to win here. It's a horse that kicked off its career with a good win. Went to the Valley, ran well. Didn't fire down the straight, you forgive that. And then last time got onto a soft 6. Was well beaten, but chased home Mossbell, which is better form than what it meets here. Drawn for a great run, back on top of the ground. I think it's clearly the one to beat. To beat number 3, Madame Superior. Madame Superior beat Lisa's Rainbow, so you'll get a guide to the form the race before. It was a good win. It was really strong. It's going to get a great run here from the gate. 4, Waltonia. It won okay down at Warrnambool. There's just not much depth to that form. And number 1, Fast Star, who comes out of the crystallised race, which is good form, but didn't find a lot, would still need to improve here. 2, the one to beat for me, 2, 3, 4, and 1.
So we go 2 from 3, 4, 1. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie. You can take out number 6, and we've got number 1, Blazing Ash, who's at 3.30. 2, Fergie at 8. Number 3, Nakoni Pony, 3.60. Graceful Star, 8.50. And Classic Choices at 5.50. Rosa Capri, also at $5.50.
Yeah, it's an even race here. Luck in running will be vital. I'll go for the horse that I think will find the top, number one, Blazing Ash, who was a good win at Wodonga, set up on the speed, was far too good there, 1,100. Has to stretch that out to 1,200 metres. Shouldn't be a concern to beat number three, Nakoni Pony. It'll be beaten for speed. It's got the best form in the race. If they go hard, it just might get over the top. Number eight, Classic Choice. Classic Choice gets back on top of the ground here. Didn't fire at Yarra Valley on the wet. It draws wide. It'll look to roll forward. It'll certainly need early luck. And fourth pick, number five, at big odds here, chance of a lifetime. It's had three runs back from a spell. Look, you wouldn't say it's had much luck in any of those. Drawn gate one here should finally get a good trail and not the worst around this track at good odds. 1, 3, 8, and 5.
So we go 1 from 3, 8, and 5. Now over to race 6, a 58 over 2,046. You can take out number 9. Number 1, Dugan's Rise at 4. It's one of the equal favourites. 5.50 Friday Funday. Southern Yankee at 6. $4 other equal is Zaid. Madam Stowell at $4.40.
Look, it's got the massive weight here, Dugan's Rise. 63.5 after the claim. But, gee, I think it can win again. It's changed its racing pattern around recently by drifting back to midfieldish and just working its way into the race and just being strong. It stays in benchmark 58. It obviously goes up to 63.5, but I think it can win. It's got moderate opposition against it. To beat number 7, Madam Stoll, who had the one run first up at the Valley, it got back. It held its ground okay through the line. Whether it's quite fit enough to win yet at 2,000 is your query. Number 2, Friday Funday. Got the job done in the maiden at Werribee. Gee, the second horse was disgraceful there at Bendigo Saturday, so worried about the form. And fourth pick, number 6, Zaidi. Just getting up to 2,000 metres, which is a little query, but it's certainly got some chance. I think one can win again. 1, 7, 2, and 6.
So we go 1 from 7, 2, and 6. The seventh is over 1,606. Take out runners 4 and 8. Number 1, Celebrity Reign, 3.50. Sarah Sentinel at 4.80. No more bids at 6. Larita's at 4. $8 for Haunted Stream. And then you've got Damn Wicked left at 9.50.
Yeah, one of the tougher ones for the day here. They're really evenly graded benchmark 58 horses. And just whatever gets the luck in running probably wins the race. I'll go number 2, Sarah Sentinel, who was a good win two starts ago at Kyneton and then just a bit ordinary last time on the soft 5. I think maybe getting back onto a better track with that 3 kilo claim to beat number 10, Damn Wicked left. It was back, it was wide at Benalla. It had absolutely no hope doing that. It can improve here. Number 1, Celebrity Reign. It was in the last race the other day and by then all the leaders were winning and then suddenly there was a massive charge for the front. It just worked too hard. And then 5, La Rita, who gets the blinkers on for the first time. We'll get a nice run behind them. We'll have last crack. It's a winning chance also. It's a very tough race. 2, 10, 1 and 5.
2 from 10, 1, 5. And the final events are 58 over 1406. And you can take out the 6. And here we've got number 1, Captive Hero, 2.10. Mulk at 5. 5.50 Bradbury. Then we're down to St. Aquilina, who is a $9 chance.
Well, if he doesn't win today, Captive Hero, he gets life plus a day here. Surely he beats these. He got beaten less than 5 lengths by Tin Hat 2 starts ago. All due respect to the opposition here, they wouldn't get within 10 or 12 lengths of Tin Hat. So, good barrier, goes forward. The weakest race it's met for a long, long time. It should just win. Number 8, St. Aquilina. It was in that last race I mentioned before. It drew wide. It went to press forward. There was just too much pressure. It can find the top here and improve. 11, Petticoat Princess, will get back and will run on. And 12, Western Wow, another one who will drive forward, and that pattern should help today. But look, surely one wins. 1, 8, 11 and 12.
1, 8, 11 and 12. And what's your best roughy quaddy and also your player of the day?
My best is race 3, number 2, Secret Way. My roughy is race 1, number 2, Chap's Dream. The quaddy, we're going to try and jag it for $15 for a dollar. We'll go first leg 1, 3, 8. Second leg number 1, 1 out. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 5 and 10, and come home with number 1. And play of the day, I'm going to get one of these parlays one day. I'll go parlay 2, 3, 4, all for a win. Race 3, number 2, Secret Way. Race 4, number 2, Benito. Race 6, number 1, Dugan's Rise. And race 8, number 1, Captive Hero.
Very good. Thanks, Mark. Good punting.
Thank you.
There's Mike Hunter with his preview of this afternoon's program of racing from Benalla. It's 24 past 11.